A recent motion unanimously approved at an Upper Grand District School Board meeting will see the board look to cut ties with American suppliers amid the tariffs imposed on Canada. Direction has been given to staff who are already working on this, with the recommendation to immediately pause the negotiation or execution of any contracts with U.S. suppliers. As well, staff are to go through existing contracts to figure out when renewal is and investigate if they can be terminated or suspended without a financial penalty. "We're not out there to make a problem in the budget just to make a point," Trustee Luke Weiler told the Grandat 101. Weiler says the impact he hopes to see from this action as a large purchaser of goods and services includes not only directing funds away from American suppliers, but also, locally speaking, redirecting those dollars back into the local economy. He added the goal is to send a message to the region.
To our community members, to the family members of students who might be looking at losing income, losing their jobs, having other financial difficulties in their life, that we've got their backs, we're doing what we can to try and add our voice and do our part to get this tariff problem corrected.
Weiler went on to say children have nothing to do with any of this, though the tariff's impacts on families and young ones could be drastic.
If a person working at a factory in Guelph loses their job, they might, you know, start have to accessing the food bank to provide for their family. They've found through research that even short times of deprivation in childhood can lead to lifelong consequences, lifelong psychological impact. This is something that I take very seriously, and I want us to do everything we can.
Weiler says the UGDSB has a fairly substantial budget of $523 million. He noted $34 million spent on supplies and services within the board's budget, as well as $41 million in fees and contracts and $17 million on renovations. The aim, Weiler says, is to make the reductions of business noticeable to the United States.
I'm hoping that insofar as we're able to direct that away from American suppliers, they will see that reduction. They will see those canceled contracts. They will see that business missing from their bottom line, and that will encourage them to do what they can on their side of the border to push their government to reverse course.
While Weiler says he takes this issue incredibly seriously and wants the board to do their part, he mentioned he realizes UGDSB will by no means be able to get the tariffs taken off single-handedly. He says the hope is to unite with other boards, municipalities, colleges, universities, and hospitals to further the impact. This is Riley Gillespie Wilson reporting for the Grandat 101 and the Local Journalism Initiative.